Welcome to Flim Flam Flippity Flop.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll change the name to that if you repeat it every time.
Wow.
Flim Flam Flippity Flop.
That doesn't seem like a good idea at all.
You're supposed to come up with a new alliteration today.
Yeah.
Yes, that's film flashback face-off.
There you go.
Oh,
I think I said it right.
Close enough.
What's going on, people? I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Jason.
And Ray.
I'm not drinking tonight.
Oh, my bad.
I wish I was.
Boring. No, I don't really drink ever on these shows either.
I made a coffee.
Still water.
Nice.
Great band.
Good band, yeah.
All right, what's on the show?
Fever Dog.
Yeah. What's on the show today?
The greatest fucking movie ever made.
Batman. Wow. The 1966 Batman. Batman, this film came out in between the first and second seasons of
I was going to ask about
Batman
that.
Show.
Really?
Yeah. It was released by 20th Century Fox. The reason why it had Lee Merriweather in it instead of Julie Newmar as Catwoman was Julie Newmar did not know they were even making a movie and then accepted this other movie, which never got completed. So she,
oh, wow. Yeah. That's too bad because she was the best one. She was the best Catwoman ever.
Of course she was.
Ever?
Ever.
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 Mm. Ever.
Oh, yes. Michelle Pfeiffer is pretty amazing.
Well, Michelle Pfeiffer was definitely a perfect second.
Better than Drew Barrymore? Or not, was it?
Yes, better than Drew Barrymore.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry was Catwoman?
Yeah,
she had her own movie, dude.
That bad, like, bad.
Oh, that's right,
It's like rated one of the worst movies of all time.
Yes.
I remember that.
It's terrible. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the best Catwoman ever.
She was,
I don't know.
Perfect.
Yes, she was. Richard.
This Lee Merriweather is
She was all right.
She was like a beauty pageant person. Yeah, I think she was like a Miss America or something before she got into acting.
Spectacular.
She was a good looking broad. I like her.
Yeah.
Miss Kitka. Yeah, and it had this starred Adam West, of course. Even Nicolas Cage doing an impression doesn't even get close to a taste of what Adam West throws at you.
This movie had like every bat gadget in the world.
Well, they actually used the bigger budget of the movie to add a bunch of bat gadgets, including getting the bat boat built.
And the copters, that thing was janky.
And a copter too.
Yeah.
It was super janky.
I had the bat copter. I had the bat boat.
You mean the bat boat that was just parked at a random dock?
Yep.
that's right. No one could use those poles to slide
down.
All those
girls waiting on top of a rooftop helicopter landing pad, all in bikinis, waving.
It was the 60s.
I have to let you in on a little fun fact of the 60s. The
rooftop sunbathing?
No, that was the exercise guru Jack LaLanne on the rooftop with all of those women.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. I'm surprised he wasn't like holding them up on his like shoulder. Yeah. That's crazy.
I didn't know that. That was awesome.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Jack LaLanne.
With this harem. Right on.
Harem.
Burt Ward, of course, as Robin. Cesar Romero, who refused to shave his mustache, so they painted it white. Burgess Meredith, of course, who was Mickey in the Rocky movies. And
Clash of the Titans.
And actually, the tour de force performance.
He was Mickey in Clash of the Titans?
No, he was in Mickey. Clash of the
Yeah, you remember Mickey? He was like sitting right next to Zeus.
Yeah, because
Perseus, go catch that chicken.
Yeah.
You'll be crapping like
Perseus. You're a tomato.
Yeah.
So the tour de force performance I'm speaking of is Frank Gorshin as the Riddler.
Yes, that was
great.
He was wonderful.
I'm sure all three of those guys had much larger careers that we don't know about.
No better Riddler ever.
That's right.
There's only been one. Oh, no, there's been
two. No, there's been two.
Paul Dano, I thought was pretty good as a rant.
Right there. Then there's been three.
Jim Carrey.
I was counting Jim Carrey. I forgot about the...
Yeah, but the Jim Carrey one was just like, it was too comic-y.
Yes, that whole Batman chapter is too zany.
Batman? Batman who shakes?
So this movie had a budget of $1.378 million, which is a lot of money back in them days.
Hell yeah, it's a lot of bat shit.
And it brought in a box office.
Guano.
It brought in a box office. Now, these are not ticket sales. Back then, they counted
popcorn sales.
Rentals to display the movie.
Oh.
So they counted how much they got from the movie theater.
Oh, okay.
In a rental. Oh. And it made $3.9 million in rental. And they said it needed to hit 3.8 to break even.
Hmm.
And it just made it over.
They made money.
Yeah.
That's right. Plus, it helped the series out because they didn't have to waste the series budget on some of the bat equipment.
But they never used any of it.
Yeah, they used the bat boat and stuff, but it was all stock footage, except for the like extreme close-ups.
Yeah.
Well, enough. Go ahead.
You think Cesar Romero was pissed because all three of the other villains, they just had to put different clothes on and a mask, and he had to get all painted up every day?
That's true.
Well,
and yeah, so, and just another piece of inside information on the, was it the 50th or the 40th anniversary at Comic-Con?
Oh, 40th when we went.
Yeah.
Oh, when we were there, it was 40.
Yeah. Saw Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar did a panel.
And all the cars. All the cars.
Yeah, and all
the cars. Oh, and all the Batmobiles.
That's cool.
Were there. That was...
Yeah, every single Batmobile.
Those were outside.
Ever.
You can get, like, right up That's close cool. to them.
Yeah.
I think I it remember
was
that.
Awesome.
I remember seeing pictures online.
They had two tumblers as well.
Yeah, they had the camo. The camo one with the cannon on it. They had that one, and then they had Batman's tumbler.
It was very cool.
It had many steps and columns.
We were there. It was most tranquil.
So enough of me talking about this movie I love so much. Let's see what Jason.
Ray and Jay have to say.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
That's a rock.
Yeah, Jay, you go first. I went first.
Okay, so before I watched this movie, I already knew it was going to be extremely cheesy just because of I've actually seen a couple of episodes of the original show, and I knew just taking place in 60, I knew it was going to be very ridiculous. But honestly, man, I didn't hate it. It was ridiculous. The very first scene of them trying to, you know, chase that boat and the shark gets him. It's Batman, and he's like,
and he's punching it.
He's punching it.
You can see it's rubber.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's so many ridiculous props in this movie. You're like, but he's like punching the shark, and he's like, Robin, throw me the shark repellent spray. So Robin like throws it off the helicopter. He catches it. He sprays it, and then the shark falls and explodes in the water. I laughed hysterically right out the shoe. I said, all right,
now,
in the rock.
Now you have to be clear, he got the shark repellent from the oceanic repellent rack.
Yes.
And it had a manta ray repellent.
Yeah.
It had barracuda repellent.
Yeah. who cares, it was ridiculous. And
he should have just handed him down the bat and then
Yeah, there were so many funny scenes, just like, but when I was watching it and I was thinking about it, I was like, well, obviously, you know, before these types of movies came out, it was all about cartoons. So it being realistic about this movie is they're kind of trying to make it to like a cartoon as much as possible. So when I looked at it from that aspect, I didn't think it was that terrible, because I was like, if you're a kid, I talked to my dad about this movie and he's like, I used to run home every single day from school to try to watch Batman. He's like, and when this movie came out, it was the shit. Like that's exactly what he said. He's like, I loved it. So
we watched it every day.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he said he watched all the episodes. He was like 7 or 8 years old when this movie came out. So he was like, yeah, this movie was incredible. But I thought some of the props were ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
when
Bat Ladder with the sign.
Yeah,
it literally just says Bat Ladder on it.
It says Bat Ladder to the Bat Cave. And then it had a name on it.
Oh, no.
We lost Jay.
Oh, he was in the middle of
it. Man.
Sorry, man. We lost you for a second. You were talking about the Bat Ladder.
Yeah. It's like when he would open up the Bat Cave and the Bat, like the poles, it would say to Bat Cave and it would have their names on each pole. And I was like, okay. And then everything inside the Bat Cave was like obnoxious. Like when,
and
like the,
and that suit changer where he could,
so awesome.
He hits the switch when he wants to be in costume and then he doesn't when he comes costume down
change switch
as Bruce Wayne.
They,
you didn't notice that, Jay?
Oh yeah, I did. Okay. And everything that, you know, the villains had, or they had something to counter it in the Batcave, or like it was the most ridiculous contraptions to counter everything,
which they, I thought, a was hilarious. Nuclear missiles. Reactor in there.
Yeah, well, when the villains are draining
an unlicensed nuclear reactor.
But
sick Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but the commissioner was clearly given, he was taking orders from the president. So everybody listened to Batman, apparently, in this universe, which was ridiculous.
Well, but, the thing is that the cops deputized them even without knowing who the hell they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even me and the commissioner don't know who they really are.
Yeah. But I mean, the movie was ridiculous. I thought all the villains, they were like the worst villains I've ever seen in any movie. I was like, working together, they need to be work alone. Them working all together was just terrible. But I did love all the villains. Just them working as a group was so ridiculous. Like when they were all in their little submarine and they're fighting, and like you just hear Catwoman, meow, this is perfect. You know, it's like, shut up.
Did you dig her little radio code device look like a little cat? And
oh yeah. Oh yeah, when she's like pushing.
Yeah.
and then all the situations that Batman and Robin got, is obviously Robin had like a holy Long John Silver Batman, which was hilarious because he had something for everything. But like every time something would go wrong, they would show it happening, but and then like you're like, oh man, Batman and Robin's dead. But then at the last second, oh, good thing this blew up, what, you know, right while I was able to take cover behind this steel. It's like, what? Or when he's running around with that bomb for an obnoxious amount of time.
That's the longest fuse.
He said, Adam West said, filming that scene, he had to do that for 5 hours.
Oh my God, my arms be killing me.
And the explosion wasn't even that big. Like, I was like, out of all that, like, throw that shit in the ocean and get out of there.
No, I like how he stops because there's ducks. He's like, no. Yeah, ducks.
But the funniest scene in this whole movie was I had to watch it like 5 times. It was when the Joker was talking about that catapult to an exploding that would shoot him out the window and it exploded. Yeah. When one of the henchmen fell on that thing, when he got punched onto it and he flew out the window and it was like that dummy. It was like, hear an explosion. I laughed so hard. I had to watch it like 5 times. So I was just laughing. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
You know, when they did the series, when they did the walking up the side of a building, they did it on a stage that was like 45 degree angle, and they had filaments pulling their capes back. And when they started filming the series, Adam West said, just don't bother editing that out. Just leave it in. Yeah. and they did. Yeah. Like you can see the like fishing line holding their
capes. It was so over the top and
you know, just from the time it was made, I enjoyed the shit out of the movie because it was so ridiculous. And I was like, it was kind of clever in a weird way. Cause I was like, for them to think about that kind of shit, you know, for this type of movie,
right.
It was ridiculous. But like I said, if you're watching it from, you know, they were trying to compare it to a cartoon. I feel like back, you know, back then,
I think you nailed it.
It was so zany, over the top, which I thought it was hilarious.
It's like the comic books, like the pow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I love how
it is, but it is much like the cartoons, you know, like the Warner Brothers cartoons and stuff, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
It worked on two levels. It worked for kids. Like when we were growing up, we were watching it for the superheroes and the fighting. And then as we grew older watching it, we started getting the jokes.
Yeah.
And getting, you know, the campiness.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I enjoyed it. I've never seen the movie. I've only seen, like I said, a couple of the old episodes when I was younger. But yeah, I thought it was, for its time, pretty good movie. Like, it was ridiculous, but I did enjoy it. I laughed out loud multiple times in this movie. And especially at the end. Okay, first, just one thing. I'll show, because there was a point where Batman was like, you know, three villains, you know, one villain will take over a city, two will take over the country.
And he goes, you mean the country? If it were three, I would say yes. But I can recite this movie. I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, me too.
So I'll give you my favorite quotes later. But
yeah. But yeah, I thought them turning, dehydrating people and turning them into dust. And then that was already ridiculous
you
enough.
You mean but they're not coming back?
Not but the funny thing is, at the very
in this
end,
universe.
Batman had a machine. And it's
that machine's.
Yeah, it said molecular dust, like shuffler. Yeah, I was like, what is this?
It was a molecular dust separator.
Yeah. I was like, Batman had literally something for anything.
Wait. It was a bat molecular dust separator.
And it didn't work.
How Batman
didn't work?
Like, just rationalized his entire freaking thing when he said to Robin, "Oh, we can't mess with Mother Nature. You saw what happened." And then when Batman fucked up at the end, he's going, "Oh yeah, maybe. Hey, this could be great. You know, this could be the greatest gift I ever gave anybody. Let's back out of here and fly out the window."
Like, yeah, we're out. Yeah. We're done. Like, we messed up. Like, everybody has a wrong brain.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous, but like I said, I thought it was so funny. But
would you watch it again?
Oh, 100% I would. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Are you going to show it to your kid?
I will.
Whoa.
I keep cutting out.
He's so excited over it.
Very excited face.
Freeze frame.
Nice. All right, you're back.
Yeah, you froze. So you said you're going to show it to your kid, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. When he's old enough.
He's old enough.
He's old enough now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
probably the best time for him to watch it.
We watched it from when we were little kids.
Yeah.
And we grew up fine.
When I was in the first grade, my mother sat and watched the TV show and like drew out Batman and Robin's costumes. And sewn a costume for me and my friend from like everything.
Yeah.
Like I had, so I was Robin. I was a fat little Robin. And
it was
a
good costume though.
I mean, it was authentic, just like she's fucking, my buddy was Batman. And we won our first grade Halloween costume at school as Batman and Robin. Cool. And I fucking wore that thing until it disintegrated.
Yeah. I mean, most of it was made out of felt, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, it wasn't like it was built to last.
Yeah. But I wore that. I remember having the cape until it was like, literally like, dude, you got to throw that out. Like, you got a problem.
Well, Ray, we have not heard from Ray.
Hey.
How many pages of notes?
Not a lot, honestly. It's like half a page.
Yeah,
like I didn't have as many notes. And a lot of the stuff I had written down, we've already touched on. So I'm with Jay. Like, I already knew kind of the ride I was in for. I famously seen the bomb, him running around. Like, I didn't realize how long that scene is, like, made it even better. It's crazy. And how many, like, people just get in the way. There's like a random tuba band walking around and then one lady with a baby who's like, oh, there's a guy carrying a bomb. That wasn't any concern for her and her baby.
That was not a random tuba band. That was a Salvation Army band.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just right off the bat, like Jay had said, with the shark and, you know, Robin yelling, "Holy sardine, Batman." And it wasn't that the repellent made him explode. Even the Penguin says later on, like, you got two explanations. Batman's like, oh, it must have hit a floating mine. But then you realize the Penguin, it's a trained exploding shark. Like, that was the plan. But it took forever. He's just on Batman's leg.
Yeah, like, why didn't it explode?
Below at that point, right? On the bat ladder that literally just says bat ladder. And there's nothing else bat about it. That helicopter, the Batcopter, was janky, though. I was like, oh, my God, how did they even get that thing to fly?
They said it was tough to fly with those wings.
Yeah, that thing looked crazy because the wings underneath it, like that rotor like propelling down on top of that. Like, I don't know how it got lift. It's crazy. And then there's a couple scenes too, like when they're in the boat, you can actually see the blades of the filming helicopter too. Like when it's like chasing them on the boat, you could see the propeller flying around that they were using to film it. Yeah, I thought it was fun. I thought it was dumb fun. It was just over the top. Meredith Burgess was great, seeing him in a different role, because I only know him as Mickey from Rocky. So I thought that was kind of cool. Burgess, and also the Meredith.
Yeah, Mickey was also in Clash of the Titans, by the way.
That, and he was in Grumpy Old Man.
Yes.
Grumpy Old Man. He was a dad.
Yeah, he was. He's great.
Yeah. Yep. The bat cycle looked pretty cool, but also looked super dangerous. sidecar.
Yeah, that sidecar was dangerous. Out of it. They said it did not always go where it's supposed to go. So
that thing looked super dangerous.
He drove off a pier once. He drove into the side of brush on the side of the road because the thing brakes just did not work. And
that's crazy.
And it was Robin in it. Like,
yeah, it was really him. Guy.
Yeah, it looked like, because really both of them.
They were just
Adam West, they said, had no problem riding the van cycle because he rode a motorcycle every single day to filming. That's how he got around. So he was very comfortable on the motorcycle. But when he said, I had to like reach down and press a button and it would detach the go-kart and then it would go in whatever direction it happened to release on.
That's scary.
And sometimes they had like a little, like these tiny handlebars, because I saw it up close once. These tiny handlebars, and it had a little brake lever on it.
That's right.
Like an emergency brake?
Yeah.
Wasn't that at the New York Car Show?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Because it was cool. And you also saw the cowling over the motor that has the R on it.
Yeah.
Was half burnt because that's where the fucking heat of the it was just covering the engine.
Oh, God.
It had an engine.
Wow. I remember meeting Batman and Robin at the car show when I was a kid.
Yes, you did.
And
I wish Joey could find that picture.
Oh, my God. You would have thought I was meeting Jesus himself.
Richie is sitting on the shoulder, my brother-in-law's shoulders, as Batman, Adam West, and Burt Ward were at the New York Custom Car Show in costume.
Oh, wow.
And he waited online, and I took a picture of him shaking Adam West's hand, and it looks like he's looking at God.
That's awesome.
This awe
That's awesome.
On his face.
Where's that picture?
I should put that picture up, yeah.
And it was, and I noticed that Robin, Burt Ward at that time, he was wearing the briefs, but not the like leotard bottoms.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Wow. Like, he was bare-legged.
He was like, yeah.
Those are high shorts. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, not a good look. I ain't putting on no stockings for this. It's going to be hot.
Oh, they use an RPG on the submarine. I thought that was pretty funny. Like, they go through all these missiles and all these, like, vehicles to get to the submarine.
What kind of language you speaking? They're bat charges.
That charges. That thing was like a rocket launcher. It was hilarious. It was interesting seeing like the old movie like water tanks that they used, and like I think they only had like a handful of sets. Like this is the same sets over and over.
They said the submarine interior of the submarine set was just a redress of a submarine, a Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, which was also on the air at that time.
That took
place in the inside a submarine, so they just redressed it for this.
That's crazy. I thought it was good. I'd watch it again if it was on, and there's nothing really to watch because it was just so zany. I thought it was also just funny how it ended. Like he reanimates everybody, and everybody's in the wrong brain. He's like, I think this is actually better. Yeah. He just leaves.
Well, wait, it's like, what? No, he did the same. He did the same thing when they accidentally got knocked out of the sky. And they land on the foam rubber convention, which just happens to have a whole bunch of foam rubber just laying out there in front of the convention floor. And Batman says, you know, I think the odds against it would make even the most reckless gambler cringe. And then he throws in, although I did think I saw it out of the corner of my eye. So you're like, fuck you, Batman. Now you're taking credit for that for a friggin' accident.
Yeah, that's my review. I really don't have any more. It was a zany movie.
Let me tell you the extent of my love for Batman and Adam West Batman and this movie. I've read not one, but two different books about the series. One written by Burt Ward. I've been to conventions where I saw Frank Gorshin. I saw Adam West. I've seen Burt Ward. And I saw, he wasn't on Batman. Dr. Smith from Lost in Space. And we used to watch this religiously every day. Every day. Wow. Because they're two-parters, so you'd watch it one day and get the first half, and then you'd have to wait till the second day to get the conclusion, the thrilling conclusion.
It was awesome.
Everything about this. Alfred wearing a mask under his glasses. Oh,
yeah,
in the car.
Yeah, that's funny. It's like, I forgot about that.
And when
you hear they're following him.
When like when Robin flips the camera on and sees the ruckus, And he goes like, holy something. I forget what he said exactly, but Alfred goes, bless my dustpan.
he was a good Alfred, too.
He was a good Alfred.
How did they get those views, too, from the camera in the rooms when he was with the Catwoman? When Alfred and Robin were...
Oh, they're spying. Yeah, like there's a camera dead
like,
on.
Yeah, like perfect. I was like, they can see you. They're in a carriage getting pulled by a horse, and you're clearly behind them in the Batmobile. Like, who are you trying to fool? Yeah.
So Adam West was not going to do this movie.
What?
He wanted more time on screen as Bruce Wayne, so he didn't have to be in the mask constantly. And
there was quite a bit of Wayne.
They played hardball. They said, okay, we're going to recast the part.
Wow, that would have sucked.
And it was only in the first or second season of the show, so that probably carried some weight to it. So they probably took him serious about that, right? Because it was still kind of a new show. And this movie
It was only on for like, I think only three seasons. It didn't last a tremendously long time. People, the joke started wearing after.
Oh yeah,
after three seasons and stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say this wasn't a we can get a good 5 to 7 out of this one. No,
it wasn't an F troop.
Yeah,
yeah. We had the Batmobile towing the Batboat, that Corgi car set. I think we had at least one or two versions of the Batcave playsets.
The Batcave playset. So you can break it down and set it up. So it was like painted like plastic, right?
Yeah, basically.
But it had buttons. So you would, when you open it, like it would be flat. Like you could put it back in its box, and then you would open it like a box. and then you would have to button everything to have it stand up.
Yeah, because it was like that cardboard, that vinyl covered cardboard.
Yeah, that was the Bat Caves.
It was pretty flimsy, but we absolutely loved the Batman show. We cool always thing. Got excited when the opening credits showed the Batgirl cycle go running by.
Because she was going to be on.
It's a Batgirl episode.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
And then, like, the funny thing is, like, when they would walk up the buildings in on the show, that's where the cameos would happen.
Yeah, that's where people would pop out. And a lot of celebrities at the time were trying to get on the show and do one of those window cameos.
So someone popped out in a window in this one.
I didn't recognize who it was. I think it was just in a regular.
Yeah. But they had like Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, that's cool.
On one of them.
Yeah, they had tons of celebrities at the time doing it.
But you had like Mr. Freeze and King Tut. The Mad Hatter.
Egghead. Vincent Price played Egghead.
Wow.
He was a terrific, terrific part.
We were watching. It's funny. We had my brother-in-law and my sister here for Easter weekend. So one of the Easter movies was on that my brother-in-law loves called King of Kings.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. So it's this religious.
Track yourself in.
Yeah. It's so we're watching it.
There'll be a lot of Jesus coming at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're watching it and I look at him. I was like, holy shit, that's King Tut.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law was like, what are you talking about? I was like, King Tut, the villain from Batman. He goes, oh my God, that is the villain from Batman. I said, I know, right?
So I'd say some of my favorite lines is just that, well, that whole press conference where Batman is basically telling reporters, hey, don't look in this room.
Right?
Please, no more questions about that yacht.
Batman makes everything so obvious that it's like his.
And then Commissioner Gordon says you allayed their fears magnificently.
Commissioner Gordon was hands down his biggest cheerleader.
Yeah. Loved Batman.
Like, he would do anything for Batman.
My favorite Commissioner Gordon line in this is, oh, I just had a thought so dreadful I scarcely dare give it utterance. the four villains, their forces combined.
Oh my gosh, the four villains.
And Sergeant O'Hara.
The sum of the angles of that rectangle are too monstrous to contemplate.
you know what else I thought was like ridiculous? It was kind of a pointless scene when the Penguin was like posing as the Commodore, which was clearly the most ridiculous thing, and they knew it was the Penguin, but they still took him to the Batcave, and then they knocked him out, but then they woke him up because they wanted him to steal the car so they can figure out where the villains were.
That's some fucking bat thinking for you.
But that's not the scene that's ridiculous. What's ridiculous is when they get into the bat bike and they're heading to the airport to where his bat copter is. He's like, all right, dismount. Robin dismounts and it turns like a little go-kart for like 2 seconds just so that he can get on the passenger side of the
helicopter. Yeah, save some time. You gotta save some time.
I was like, he rode like 30 feet away. Like, I'm like, he could have just parked the bike and they both got out. But no, he had to dismount. I was like, what's the point of that? Like, I was laughing. I'm
so
like,
true.
What a waste.
You didn't find it ridiculous that the bike was stashed exactly where the car broke down?
Oh, well, my God.
But that was Batman's doing. He made it break down there.
That's funny.
Oh, but yeah, I was like, dismounting for what? It's like, it was so stupid.
But
that was so bad. Bert Hurd almost died for that.
I know. I just laugh and I'm like, I love it. It's ridiculous. But they're trying to make anything like super techie with Batman. But I get it. But
my favorite, one of my favorite Batman Robin moments is answering the riddles. and he goes, okay, what does it mean? It means a Russian is going to slip on a banana peel and break their neck. Precisely, the only possible answer.
The whole banana thing was so weird. I was like, where are they going?
Answer. That always gets me.
I like when they...
What 6 inches tall sits in this tree and is very dangerous? A sparrow with a machine gun. Oh, of course.
Exactly.
I like when the Penguin was turning the henchmen into dust and they're sweeping
the guinea pigs.
And he goes, be careful, they all have mothers.
Yeah, he ad-libbed.
Why were they pirates?
He ad-libbed that line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every one of them has a mother. That was one that...
Every one of them has a mother.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, Frank Gorshin, when he does the whole, I have the perfect victim, you know, and he goes from like manic to serious to manic again, you know, outlining this plan.
Yeah.
And it's just he's terrific. And that suit that he's wearing in that scene, he had it custom made himself, so he didn't have to be in the costume all the time.
That was smart.
Yeah. And it's a nice suit too. Even the lining has all of the question marks.
That's cool.
Stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when he takes it off and folds it, he turns it inside out and folds it.
Did you guys mom make that?
No.
No. Sorry. Just the Batman and Robin outfit.
Oh.
Yeah, all of you, I just every one of these, the Batman going, Bruce Wayne going, I'll bash you brutally.
I will kill you all.
I'll rend you. And I have to confess this. For a while, I cut this movie up and cut the audio up and made a funny answering machine message.
With it. All right.
Commissioner Gordon going, I just had a thought so dreadful, I scarcely dare give it utterance. And then, oh, what? Like, someone's not going to leave a message? And Batman goes, precisely. Oh. Yes. What if someone does that? And Batman goes, I'll kill you all.
one other scene that was utterly ridiculous where I was like laughing hysterically when Batman found out that Catwoman was the Russian girl and he just stares in the camera and they're playing that song that they're dancing for like an awkward minute. He's just like staring at playing that song.
How good Adam West is. It goes on. Like right at the end, starts to bite his lip a little.
Oh my god. I was like, bro.
And then Batman is back. No problems.
He stared at the camera for an awkwardly long time.
But then he said, it means nothing. Just something that happens in the life of every crime fighter.
There was a lot of shit going on for him to have a whole minute to reminisce about one dance they had, one night they went out. It's like, come on, bro.
She was warming his coat.
Oh man, that was hilarious. I mean, there's too many of those types of scenes, but those are the ones that stick out to me where I was just like, what's going on?
Can I go now?
Sorry, Carl. My excitement.
I was like, hey, it's
very, very in the Batman.
Seriously,
I didn't go either.
So yeah, you close it out because you're talent.
Fair enough.
My history with this Batman is I don't think I've ever seen this movie. Seen a few episodes when I was a kid, so I went in not knowing a whole lot, and I love this movie. I loved every minute of this movie. It really knows what it's doing. It's so tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
right. It's funny. It knows what it is.
It is intentionally cheesy.
Really well done, honestly.
Yeah.
But not all cheesy. Like some of the, you know, some of the costumes and the sets are actually pretty good. I mean, the custom vehicles were fantastic, but.
I didn't think they could keep it up for an hour and 45 minutes, and they sure did.
Well, the funny thing is, like, obviously, like, kids were into it, but, like, you eat that kind of stuff up as a kid, especially, like, that type of humor and that type of zaniness. Oh, yeah, like, I can totally see. If I was a little kid, I would have thought this movie was incredible.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I already said Catwoman was super hot.
Yes.
And the cat itself that she toes around?
Whiskers.
You're saying that cat is hot as well, Carl?
No, it's just now my favorite cat in a movie. It's amazing. That cat is so chill. I don't know how they pulled that off.
Carl, would you say you love cats?
I do love cats.
And if you had a chance that you would fuck a cat.
Whoa, that's a leap.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, seriously. Come on.
Dude said he'd fuck a cat. That's
true. I was paraphrasing.
That guy was looking at me. He wanted it.
From the movie.
Jane Silent Bob.
Jane yeah. Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, right.
Yep. He's a dirty sheep fucker. Valiant. What I'm saying is.
Ooh, what's a trap? Even
in the final battle.
Yeah.
Adam West is carrying a cat. And fighting at the same time.
And he drops it in the...
It's not a dummy cat or something.
No, he drops it in the raft to protect it from the water. See, Batman even cares Batman. About the cat.
Fuck that cat.
Really, the cat's innocent.
Not since Inside Llewyn Davis have I seen such a great cat in film.
Behind the scenes tidbit about that final scene is at one point, Robin kicks a henchman in a green hat, and the henchman takes a dive into the water. Well, that dude knocked himself the fuck out when he hit metal plate at the bottom of that tank.
Damn. Wow.
Oh, ow.
And they didn't know until the scene was cut, and then they're looking around, they go like, where's Charlie?
Somebody check on Charlie.
Wait, I was looking for this guy named Charlie.
Where's Charlie? There were so many. The punches were so pulled back. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So obvious.
I thought the fight scene at the end was dope. It was so fun. It had the zang, pow, boom, you've been waiting for the whole time. Kerplunk, whoosh.
Fun ass movie. I'm glad I watched it. Thank you, fellas.
It was a good one.
I will defer to Rich now.
Oh, what can I fucking say? It's on my phone.
I know you.
Like this movie, that's my childhood right there. Like the whole thing. When I just want a piece of it, I just put it on. I'm just like, it's Batman. The real Batman.
Michael Keaton. Yeah, who's the
best Batman ever?
There's only, you know, one better Batman movie than that. And that's The Dark Knight.
You know what?
No. The Dark Knight, man. Nolan with Heath Ledger. Nolan.
With Heath Ledger, yeah.
Oh, okay.
An argument can be made The Dark Knight is the best superhero movie ever. An argument can be made about
it. I think that is the perfect Batman movie ever.
Oh, I think it's the best Batman movie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, it's the...
Because he actually has to make choices, and he gets punished.
Yeah.
But if you give me number two? And I'm not going to say Batman Begins, which I really love.
Right.
I am going to say this movie.
Yeah. And then the third one's Keaton. I get it.
Yeah. There's Spider-Man too, also.
Great. All right. Well, this.
I meant to say one other thing.
Sure. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was finishing up this one today, and it went right into play next Dark Knight. So I'm like, sure, let's go. I almost got whiplash. It's wildly different.
Well,
I've seen Dark Knight plenty of times.
The funny thing about, you know, listening to you guys talk about this movie, when I was watching this movie again, and honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I probably watched it twice last month.
Even before you knew you were doing
it. Yeah, I just sometimes it's just like.
Because it's a movie you can get in and out of.
I have movies like that too.
Man. Yeah. So.
Comfort movies.
Yeah, exactly. But when as many times have I watched this, never have I thought about that cat. Ever. it never crossed my mind. I'm like, Batman took care of that cat.
Totally did. Good for him.
That cat had an unusual amount of screen time.
Yeah. For her fucking cat.
And really she did. Threw it like an attack cat, but the cat didn't attack anybody. You know, no, it just kind of so hung chill. On.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Why does she keep fucking throwing me? What's wrong with her? You know what? That I don't cat like this was lady.
So chill.
Yeah.
Cats don't do that. They must have drugged them up or something.
Never have I watched this movie going, man, that cat is pretty good.
he's my favorite part.
I know, but I'm just like, now that you say, I'm going to watch it next time and fucking pay attention to that stupid cat. Well, like, man, Carl was right. This is a chill cat.
Except he's been dead for decades. Really,
this got a 81%. 81%.
So is Alfred, probably.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
How much?
81%.
That's good. Wow. It's fun. It's a fun, zany movie. Like, you know exactly what you're getting. If you want a comic book, like, goofy movie, like, it does it well.
One of the quotes is charming and completely ridiculous.
Charming.
Yep. 100%.
It is so ridiculous. Right.
As you'd expect, this movie is as dumb as a box of hair, but God, is it fun. A perfect guilty pleasure.
Yeah, right on.
I'd choose Adam West's Batmobile over Michael Keaton's any day. Damn straight, baby.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never... You got to see it up close. Oh, see the beauty.
Just the way the Keaton Batmobile opens up and he says shields and it shields.
Oh, yeah, except those aren't real.
Neither is this movie.
But that Batmobile is real. The fire actually did come out of that tailpipe. It had a little jet turbine that did that. George Barris created that car, as he did many.
Seeing all the cars, like, right next to each other, though, was kind of a, like...
It was badass.
A little kid mind fuck. Yeah. You're just like,
whoa. You just walk from so one good. To the other.
Because you got, like, you were, like, they were just roped off. It wasn't, like, you can get obnoxiously close to them.
Yeah.
It's not like they were... Cool.
Right next.
That is cool.
You know, it wasn't like they were...
You could touch it if you want, you were going to defy the signs.
Yeah, but like...
I'd say that was right after Dark Knight. I think.
It was right before Dark Knight Rises that came out, because they had that, like I said earlier, that camo tumbler with the cannon on it. Yeah, that was from Dark Knight Rises, and they were using that to publicize movie.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, like, so they had Michael Keaton's Batmobile and the top of it was out, so you can see in it.
Yeah, you'd see
the interior. You can lean in and see it.
Yeah, same thing, like, with the Clooney Mobile.
Yeah,
the Clooney Mobile was a convertible, and so you saw the dashboard. It had this funky Art Deco dashboard.
Yeah,
and speedometer. Really
fucking cool.
But
you got to, like, lean in and see shit. Like, it wasn't like, you know, we were like walking, you know, it wasn't like 10 feet away. You were like,
right.
It was only
lean in and see this.
That's so cool.
A couple of feet from
a lot of details you've never seen before, probably.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing.
Especially for 6'4".
And as for screen used props, they picked the best ones because they were
fucking so cool.
In pristine condition.
Nice.
That's so
cool. And surprisingly, not a lot of people. Well, maybe there was at first, but by the time I got
by the time we were there, because it was there, it was open all night. They just had security guards hanging out.
Yeah, because, you know, they didn't move them. They kept them out on display over the two, you know, from the Friday night and Saturday night.
Yeah. So you can go there like 3 a.m. and go check out Batmobiles. there was just like security guards hanging out.
That's cool.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. And the reason we knew that is because we were going back to Hotel Circle at like 3 a.m. And fucking people were fucking lined up already to get in Hall H. Yeah. Like, the fuck are you guys doing? Like, we gotta camp out. I'm like, oof.
That is something I still will. It just blows my mind.
Thank God we had press passes.
We're camping out to get in to see a panel.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I'm not that big of a nerd.
Because, we're going to see the Avengers panel. And the thing about Hall H is, if you get in there in the morning, you can park yourself in there all day. They don't throw you out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there is restrooms within it, and also a snack bar within it.
Yeah. So the cool thing is, we had press passes, and we had our own press section. so we can come in and out all day. So with fucking, like, the first time we were there, we were catching the bus back, and I was just like, what are you guys doing? And they were like, oh, we're going to Hall H. And what for? We're like, oh, we got to line up.
Only the first
year. That's pretty cool, the press pass.
The first year or two, if you know, and it depended. Comic-Con did not prioritize press.
No.
You had to wait in line. You had to wait in a press line, just like you have to wait, you know.
Yeah, but
to get in. It's not like, oh, they open the doors and let the press in.
Right. But I'm saying we had our own line, we had our own seating area. So it wasn't as bad as, you know, the regular population.
No, the best time we had at Comic-Con is when you hurt your back.
Yes.
And because he hurt his back and he was walking around with a cane, they gave him a
handicap
badge, and we got priority seating because we were his helpers, basically.
Oh, that's so cool. It's like in Disneyland when someone is
so
injured.
You get to cut the lines. We went into a separate line, and then when they opened the doors, they let us in first.
That's right.
Wow, that's super cool.
Yeah.
I only waited for one panel, about 2 hours.
Which one?
Breathed? Maybe Bloom County?
Bloom County? That's who you waited 2 hours for?
I love Bloom County.
The only time I ever waited for anything was like the midnight launch of like a new video game before they had digital games. You know, like you had to go physically to GameStop to get the actual disc.
Whoa. You know who me and Richie lined up for? Well, other people going to see like other things. We lined up to get in to see Adam West and Burt Ward. And we were everyone else had talked about their Hall H experience, and we were in our Room 21 experience or something 21. Like that.
We were in 21B.
Yeah, 21B. That holds about maybe
30 people.
Yeah. And we sat there with a smile on our face the entire time while Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar were talking.
That's great.
That's cool. Yeah.
So this movie was fun. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Totally.
All right.
I did enjoy it. It was fun.
Well, that wraps up this extra long episode. This has got to be the longest because of my yapping about Batman.
It's nostalgic.
And Comic-Con.
And Comic-Con.
And cat speak.
Don't.
So,
there's a line, sir.
It was perfect.
If you want to drop us a line, if you maybe someone will suggest a movie that we all have never seen.
Yep. Oh.
Spice World.
Yeah,
that's gonna be really difficult.
I'm not watching Spice World.
Okay, I've seen Spice World. What's up, you like? I enjoyed Spice World.
Oh man,
it's actually pretty funny.
It is talking about a ridiculous movie. That was a ridiculous movie.
Jennifer Saunders wrote it.
Yeah, and they had their tour bus that was larger on the inside than outside, just like Doctor Who. What's his face? The guy that played old Loki in the first season of Loki?
Oh yeah.
Old Loki
like the original comic book
version. The one wearing the big horns and shit. That dude, he played Bob Cratchit. He was their manager. The Spice Girls manager.
Wow.
So
yeah, what are we watching for our next show?
Yes, that's a good question.
Was it the Stallone movie?
We'll talk about that.
Oh, you want to do the Nighthawk?
Let's see that.
Let's do Nighthawks. Sylvester Stallone. What's his? Billy D. Williams. Persis Kambata, who played the bald-headed chick in a Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Oh, yeah. Vigor.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you up front, I liked it. So... I've seen it multiple times. Rutger Hauer, of course.
Oh, excellent.
Is the villain.
Did my dad and Stallone look identical in this movie with the beard and the mullet hair?
Yep. So we'll enjoy that. Did I say what our email address was? No, I did not. It is flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com. That's flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com. Go to damshow.co if you
damshow.co.
want to go to our website, and there's links to the other fine podcasts that were recorded.
All right, it's Nighthawks next week.
Yep. Nighthawks.
All right, that's it. I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Jason.
And Ray.
This was
ready to rehydrate.
This was another great episode of Flippity Flap Poop Loop.